Okay. I am really tired today. Have one of those nights where you just feel like you just like blink and then it's your alarm going off, you know? Like, oh, that felt like zero sleep. Just real terrible. I mean, I guess, like, we stayed up kind of late. It was like, one or something by the time. Man. Shit. Let's solve my one-man energy crisis with a trip to the gas station. I'll be right back. Alright, I've taken matters into my own hands, and I have purchased a wild cherry Red Bull. So I can see what that's all about. It's a, it's one of the zero sugar ones, which I don't especially like the sugar-free regular Red Bulls. They're not, it's not what I'm looking for. But they didn't have a regular, like a non-sugar-free cherry one, so I don't know, maybe they don't make those, I'm not sure. Gonna give it a couple of seconds here, get on the road, and then, check that out.
But I started running into niggas that I didn't want to see, so I got a Costco card, but the same thing at Costco is happening, but I can't have my cleaning ladies go to the store for me. You know what I'm saying? If they bring me back the rigatoni Bertoli bag, I'll be mad because I want the chicken Florentine. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know, what do you do for normalcy, bro? Do you still do stuff for yourself? Like, do you still go, you know, can you go to the gas station and get out and pump the shit? You got to do that, right?
I have done it, but I don't, it's not something that I typically do. There was a time where, I think I said this publicly, there was one time where I was pumping my gas and literally had caused an accident.
Oh.
And because somebody was like, damn, and didn't see that the person had stopped in front of them.
Yeah.
And hit the back of the car, and I'm like, oh, shit. Am I, what do I do? Am I witness to this? Like, what do I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just got in my, I just finished pumping my gas and got in my car. I was like, what up? And I didn't even know what to say, man. I'm like, I like coming to the studio and just continuing to work, you know.
So does it get easier, man? I know eventually I'm probably gonna have to have somebody do it for me, because it's getting horrible at the airports and everything. People getting off from different countries, from Persia, and say, oh my god, Tech Nine. I gotta take pictures with them. I gotta take pictures with TSA motherfuckers. I gotta take pictures with the officers that work there. I gotta take pictures with the people that are just traveling in the U.S. It's like, it's getting bonkers for me, man. And I want to have normalcy, but does it get easier? Does it get easier with people having to help you? Do you feel, I want to be normal, but I'm finding out more and more I'm abnormal, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where the adjustment is. It's all in your head, because believe me, I want to go to Walmart. I want to go to fucking, you know, Costco's. I want to go places like that. And it's like, finding out that you can't, that's the realization. It sucks. And I mean, if you got to just be able to do things low key, man. You know, it's like, I've never been one to want that kind of attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always like thought, like, yo, how crazy would it be, like, if Jay-Z knew who I was? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just always like, yo, it'd be so, like, I just wanted to be respected amongst my peers, and that was the dream. It was never I never thought about the fame thing.
Yeah.
When that happened, it was like so weird. I just, you know, I had that took a lot of adjusting, and that's why I say, man, I just keep pushing and just keep trying to work, you know, and just keep my head in this game and try to figure out these rhyme puzzles.
The only thing that keeps me sane is pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? It calms me. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's a drug too. Be careful.
Yeah, it feels like Molly. But the only thing that keeps me sane is pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's getting overwhelming, dude. You know what I mean? It's like people that didn't even know me in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but isn't that what you wanted? Like, in a sense, you want those people, they love your music, so they just...
I wanted the whole world to know my story. And I'm still on that quest to have for world domination. I'm still on that quest. But it's like, it's hard for me to walk. It's hard. I like to go to a club or a bar. It's like, it's hard, man. We get into a fight, you know what I'm saying? Some girl just came and, at a strip club, came and moved me out of the way to try to get the bitch I was talking to, and that's disrespectful to me. I'm like, she said, you tripping over a bitch, Tech? And I'm like, no, I'm not tripping over a bitch. I asked you, did you want another drink? You pushed me out the way and talked to this bitch like I was doing something, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just curious to what's going on in Eminem's mind as you hear this story. Yeah, right.
So my big homie came over there to break it up. I'm telling her, respect.
Bring you guys together early on, but to see it happen now in this way, couldn't have been a perfect way. It's like a perfect storm, man. So, M, thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you so much, bro.
Absolutely. Tech, thank you, man. Sway, thank you. Sway, I'll call you Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. That's good, man. Make it towards the evening, okay? Because I'm busy during the day.
Okay.
All right.
All right, cool. Yeah. Have your people call my people, and we'll figure it out. Hey, Tech, I'm with you, man.
Thank you, brother. So much. Thank you so much, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Okay.
All right, Eminem, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Shade 45. This is the anthem, the first time Tech N9ne and Eminem collaborated. Sway and Tech, 888-742-3345. Calls on today's show. Back in 1998.
Project to the hell, but stepped on the map like the conference. The Satanist war plates on the twist, fears the holes in you. You can't escape the 70,000 kilowatts, laugh in your box, walk with a long box. Cars driving slow down the block, one stop, awesome, popping truck, stand popped out of drop shots. Place like a grenade in your face, cops stop, give a citation. Report for radio station identification.
Wake up. When I woke up, grabbed the mic and never choked up. Busted a verse in all the jeans and Cali loped up when I was summoned. Styles were mixed like the drumming. Killer clown is coming, look around, your town is crumbling. This big tech from the Midwest, leaving them seats lit left. On the wake up show, make up no. Stirring about my shake up flow. Put me up in a cypher, partner, you came off with the sniper. Your flow's premature, print your dirty diaper, Mike Eisner. Psycho, alpha, schizo, hypno, cry up that flow. Guru, it ain't nobody tied up. Swaying tech, heard me flowing still. Now I got Swedish women yelling, Tech Nine's build up.
This place is my house. I might as well erase my face with whiteout. Y'all can't see me like Faith's eyebrow. Find out of a nice house. The front window and heard the sky down. I'm an eye now during the rhyme bout. While I'm ripping the shit, put a clip in the spit, 5 rounds. The murder you hold words in a convertible, flipping vertical, no inverter with the top off, landing upside down. You tie down a duct tape. Fuck rape, I'd rather just dump a slug leg with my nut shade. It's Wayne Tech, two disc jockeys breaking so many freaking needles, I wonder if they inject.
Lo and behold, better than platinum and gold. Yes, God bless success, never forsake your soul. Exhibit, take control, lock, loaded, and ready to roll. Play the upper hand, the man is never gonna fall, cause your pain sucks. Find a new hobby that you can take up. Or listen to my nigga second sway so you can wake up. The X-Man, catch me doing drills in the danger room. Big game hunt, from high noon to the full moon.
For synonyms, I get an adrenaline rush. From minimum thrust, plus multiple assaults and small intervals. It's hard as far as call off was. When I cut your neck, leave a little piece of skin so the head won't fall off. Hold on, fall off, shotgun blast, the axe. Why did he have to die like cast metal? See, now like a more cradle, we throw a pedal at a high resolution. On the wake-up show, it's Sway Tech and DJ Revolution.
Way to death, but the tech is way. Step away, wet the spray. Represent who over dead to take. It's swept away across the whole floor like second play. When I play, the whole sector raise. Wake up show for those who slept away. Niggas that met the trade, hit the deck of praise. DJ Revolution, spinning like less amount the heck you came. Tearing your neck away. Flood up the street with blood, we decorate. Until the head of tech
investigate. So you give it to you for what you gon' do. With it, I can give it to you for what you gon' do. Where can you give it to you for what you gon' do? I can give it to you for what?
Yeah, yeah. She don't make the world go round. Fucking up entire record companies like Harrell did the Motown. Vomitous form, poison pen, ominous walk. With flow will I destroy you with this time? The most commonest form. The drama that's born caught us in the mix of a sibling rivalry. But instance, there is nothing born in existence that can survive with me. Clone me like sheep, I clean house like Rony Randall. South out, sexual harassment like Keisha Campbell. You act like Will Smith, your rhyme style is pansy. I fucking murder your young style like John Bernays Ramsey. Now who the master the bag? The devil get passed on the rag. You shouldn't have been signed if you had a white cast on your leg. I wake up so rapping with Sway and Tech. My text like tech is an industry weapon. I'm Gino X, bring KRS in.
KRS one coming with the second. Yo, I'm not the partner to the second. I'm gonna make it set. And the listen get custom match to wiggle your neck with sweat. Never forget the bigger the budget, the bigger the debt. You gotta be willing to rock in the middle of trying.
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
Hey man, what's going on? This is Ace from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey man, you shouldn't feel bad, man, because I always have the same situations going on with me, man. I never remember the girl name. But I do.
She likes that low end.
All right, Wild Cherry Red Bull, here we go. Zero sugar, it says. Smells like a...
Sanctuary for classics.
Smells like a bootleg Red Bull.
This is Backspin, baby.
Ganja, Kush, Cali, Lie, Mary Jane, Chiba Chiba, whatever the name. On 420, Backspin got that good grip. Right here on Sirius XM.
Roll another blunt.
I don't think this tastes very good. I don't,
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the
blue. I mean, I think the sugar-free Red Bull tastes like shit anyway, but, like, on top of that, the cherry flavor is not.
Still messed up,
And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah.
Cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
La 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 da 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 da.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
It's a terrible, it's a terrible song, and it always was.
I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high.
La la.
I'm taking it next semester,
and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah.
Cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da 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 da. My whole paycheck,
and I know why.
Why, man? Because
I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La da da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah.
Cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too.
Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn the shit off.
Yeah,
because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't let go. Come on.
Go. Go. Go.
I messed up my entire life.
Go.
Because I got high.
Go.
Go. I lost my kids and wife.
I would think that they would play like pro marijuana songs on 420, but I applaud them for playing these songs that, you know, warn people of the ills, the dangers of drug use.
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
See, so, see, I mean, hit can mean, in that case, is there's like,
something for MTV. It was back when we were doing
our lives on and that. Shut up.
And they came together because Jay signed
Nas.
Remember that? And Jay signed, it was All Eyes on Jay-Z and Nas, and that's when Jay signed Nas to Def Jam, but this was the first interview they did after their beef. And so when we were on camera, it was one kind of conversation, but the most interesting part for me is watching them interact. When we were off camera, and we're just standing there having a conversation and just seeing, hearing what they talk about. They had nothing to do with the public perception. Them dudes weren't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. They weren't at each other's necks. It wasn't like they couldn't stand next to each other. I was like, yo, this is what it really is.
Word.
And having met them before their star roles, before they became so famous and everything, it's easier for me to say, hey, man, whatever you're saying about Jay-Z, whatever. I met him at this time, and I know what probably he has, have a sense of what he's gone through. And if you got these negative perceptions of the Jay-Z's, the Eminem's, and the Nas's, and some of these legends, you probably are just misinformed.
It will probably go overlooked, but I, as a witness, it's safe to say Eric Sermon came by here on Friday and said to you, to your face, Sway, it was a big deal when artists in the 90s came to the Sway and Tech Wake Up Show. It was a big deal. It meant something. It was a stamp of approval in the industry as well as to the label. And you talk about Jay, you talk about Nas, you talk about M, you look at the EPMDs. All these people came through to see you. So yeah, when you was just sitting and telling us off air that this was recorded at your house, that you had M at your house
playing basketball,
Tech Nine at your house, KRS-One, like, this shit is crazy to me.
Jay's
like,
been at town, everybody. But you know, I gotta give credit too, cause it's Sway and Tech, King Tech.
Yeah.
And Tech has, in our early stages, was, still is, still my partner. Every dollar
right,
I make
right,
we split.
But 50 cents.
Every dollar he makes, we split.
Right.
It's an extreme visionary when it comes to music and culture. And the reason why you don't see him is so he doesn't want to get tainted by all the byproduct of our success and progression. We've seen artists who look at this show, Sway in the Morning, the same way people look at the Wake Up Show. Artists have come up here and gotten deals because they've done well. Look at King Los, is a legend now.
Absolutely.
You know, Papoose came and did the Five Fingers of Death.
Chris Rivers is going bananas online right now.
Logic. Childish Gambino. Rory. You know, all these artists. And they're going to grow. And they're going to, these stars are going to rise. You know, and it's similar to what Eric Sermon was saying. We're seeing this happening with the morning show at the same time. For me, it's just, this is what we got in it for, Heather B.
Yeah,
but I gotta give, sorry not to cut you off, but King Tech, my partner.
No doubt.
None of this would be possible without him and DJ Revolution.
I hear you, but you have to sustain it.
We're on tonight at 8 p.m.
You're sustaining it. You talk about the 90s. It's 2015, and you're on tonight.
We're on tonight, you know, and I don't compete no more, you know, because... And I want to see how far I can take it. I don't want titles. I just want to keep pushing this culture forward, right? And helping it progress and helping us think in bigger ways, especially in our approach to music.
Life Radio.
We want to thank Monique for coming by as
My
well.
My goodness, another interview today that just, it's going to change the game. It's going to change the game.
We want to thank Weird Al Yankovic for coming by. That interview.
Who else got him?
That's going to change the game.
He don't look like Howard Stern in real life.
We want to thank Jam Master Jay's son, DJ TJ Mizell, for coming by and doing a guest spot.
Wow. Nice kid.
And talented.
They have an event at Hudson Terrace tonight. If you're in Manhattan, go support it.
Charity event.
Give it back to the community. His mom started it. Tomorrow's show, we got the lovely Blake Lively coming by. Gossip Girl.
Manning
is coming by. We got the cast of Brotherly Love coming by.
Nice.
And the one and only Jamie Foxx will be here.
Another Oscar winner? Mm. Wait, is this like some kind of sweep in radio or something? You going for it?
Yeah, you know what it is? When I was in the Bay this weekend, I had a lot of people. My homie Ron Ron, I met with my cousin Chuck yesterday. A lot of people stopped me and said they listened to Shade 4-5. I can give them...
A Jamie Foxx interview.
We think we can do
interview with fucking Blake Lively. Where else can I find that?
We want to make sure you're happy with it, and that's what we're doing here. Shape for just Friday, we had Action Bronson live on the radio.
True,
right?
And then from Coachella,
live broadcast.
That's crazy.
And then we had Yellow Wolf in here, right?
With Rude Jude live.
So we're trying to just revolutionize.
Eric Sermon in here doing beats.
Woo! And rugs.
And rugs.
I got my rug hanging up in the wall. I can't front.
Heather B., how can people reach you?
Citizens, hit me up at the happy hour.
To be like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga.
Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me? This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drapes are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just got it. Thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit, what profit? Oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OBO boys, the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah, you gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah, I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah, blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah, be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Woo!
Way up, I feel blessed. My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on overtime. Yeah, I'm that invested. But you
stars align, you do it like the solar system and plan it out. Fuck you.
Even with anesthetics at the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death. With no mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together? I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Since the truth keep niggas traumatized, they trying to compromise my condom size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Trying to see titties, trying to show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardo, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I throw extra hard on the hard floor. Right now I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gone swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschool. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. And the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Hip Hop Nation.
Now you discover new music.
New music first.
New music first.
I need a moment to preach.
Thou shalt not
fuck up on a nigga when you know he got a missus. You are labeled by bitches.
Thou shalt not
lie up on the Bible. How you looking for a title? You sleeping with his Bible?
Thou shalt not
put trust in these men. These niggas are now bitches for acting so feminine.
Thou shalt not
pacify the truth. If you know your pussy lose, you a hoe, so do better.
Bitches that can't keep a man.
And I can't sit with her. friend. She probably gonna take a man. I'm done with the phony hoes. These bitches is really bomb. They'd rather be on the block than taking care for the grill. I'd rather be making money and taking care of some kids. Slip up on a heathen. Always keep it cool. Never let them know you need them. Let a nigga see your sweat. Fuck a bitch and get the check. Move along, you know the rest. Respond to these bitches. They envy what you're doing and they only want attention. That's about the truth. If you know your rent due, get the fuck out the club. Every night doing the most of all on Instagram. Maybe that's the reason why bitches can't keep a man. I can't sit with us. So what I preach, sure. I told some like, I'm irritated, devastated. I thought we had some young queens, what you mean? We had belligerent generation of ignorance. Bitches live for the gram, so they life ain't got no significance. Boy, this should be a triplet Expedia. She gon' pick up a book, but she'll probably bust a dupe for social media. Me and you being surprised. Covering and loving and fucking attained. Getting married just by living and making it with on their knees. Let's not debate it, these bitches is overrated. They probably will never learn cause they lacking their home training, yo. But niggas lying on their money like every day. And niggas ratchet too just in another way. You fake fathers never helped your daughters, never had a conversation. You too fucking immature to get an occupation. Every night doing the most
important is the shot best friend video that I did with Marshall in Detroit.
I actually got a chance to listen to your
that's the reason they're killing and I'm violent. Never silent. No, I don't get dumb, no.
sure thought when LMFAO broke up we would never have to hear from them again. And... No, no. How about a solo project?
This is Carl's Dot Buzz on Sirius XM.
Details on that. And in honor of that, let's go to from Muse, shall we? It's Dead Inside, Alt Nation.
Inside.
Locked up. I switched to my phone. That's not playing anything. this is going great.
Ooh.
lot of fucking cars through here.
When you're shining those beams like you do, grab one beer and a bitch, well maybe two, and hit the sand in the water so I get cool. I see a little lady walking with her cheeks out, gotta pull up by her arm and see what she's about. Can we go to Hawaii so you can roll my blunts when I get too high? She's young and fun and the sun's here with her. She kinda cute but the bitch is getting weirder. I'm gonna roll her in a ball and just kick her. Can't believe she pulled that shit at dinner. Bitch, I'm done like the sun on the east side. Get fresh on again, bounce out the G-Ride. Grab a burger and a chopper, then I get to slide. I think I'm gonna leave her now, cause it's summertime. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. All fine, real fit, she's a sweetie. Plus she's looking great.
Kind of wanted to listen to that to hear the V Nasty verse because her voice is hilarious to me, but I can't fucking handle it.
I know it's gonna come right back. I know it's gonna destroy.
Deeper than Atlantis.
Yeah.
I pray like a praying mantis. All day.
Yeah.
Document.
drop is not hard enough. It's just not enough. It's
this
not enough.
This place about to blow.
I gotta go. You guys have a good, oh, jeez. Okay, now I can get in. All right. Have a good, right, Monday. I'll see you later.